This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, John's a holdover, an evil American. To Alan Jones here with Owen Schroyer. We've got Dr. Nick Baggage taking over here in just a moment, but I want to get to everybody else too. But John, finish your point about we can't count on government. Go ahead.
Just real quick, until I get to my second point, the bar is not going to solve the problem. I knew bar was not, you know, going to do anything. You know, I think the entire apparatus in D.C. and the federal government is just a complete...
Yeah, they have a term. Don't hold your breath.
Exactly. But the one thing I want to touch on that's so important to me, because every host on InfoWars and probably everywhere else screws this up to the nth degree, which is anarchy. Anarchy simply means without rulers, that you have the highest claim to your life, your body, and your property, and nobody has a higher claim than you. That is what anarchy means. It does not mean chaos. So every time we refer to...
I get one definition is that you're totally right. But a lot of leftists claim they're anarchists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but chaos, anarchy absolutely, in no uncertain terms, does not mean chaos, rioting, looting, nothing like it. It just means you don't want to be ruled. And it doesn't mean no ruler or no rules, because it's okay to have rules. But, you know, it goes along with the non-aggression principle.
All right, John, we love you. And interesting point. Thank you, Owen.
Yeah, I mean, you can get into semantics all day long. I mean, I may not ever claim to be an anarchist. I don't think I ever would anyway, but it's self-government to me. I mean, it's self-government. It's independent.
I'd rather have that than communism.
Yeah, I mean, and you can talk about anarchists all day long. I think the reason why people shy away from the phrase or the idea is because it does have a connotation of, I guess, as he said, chaos.
Well, there's an I am an Antichrist, I am an anarchist songs.
And I just think, it's all about semantics. It's about self-government, independence. And,
but once they've domesticated everybody, they say we're going to segue right into anarchy, it's going to work.
Anarchy, you could not have built what we built in America. You needed a republic for that.
Let's go ahead and talk to Steven in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones and Owen, the liberal destroyer, Schroyer. Hey,
yes, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I just wanted to get to a quick point. Everyone's going about A.G. Barr, and, you know, yeah, what he did with General Flynn was disgusting, you know, and he just dropped it, and he didn't do anything about it. Trump actually had to come out and defend Flynn when A.G. Barr wouldn't, and now he's, you know, he's going against everything that Trump has said he was going to do, and he's like after the election. And then going on that point, Joe Biden said yesterday in Phoenix, he was like, I'm not going to tell anybody my packing of Supreme Court, my decision on that, until after the election. Now A.G. Barr's like, I'm not going to do anything with these indictments till after the election. I don't know. I smell a load of BS. And real quick, Alex, I just wanted to give a good freedom yell, if I may.
Like that?
Yeah! But anyway, I love you guys very much, and thanks for taking my call and making those points.
We love you. John in Florida, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, John. We have 1 minute, 27 seconds. We are honored to have you. Thank you. Please communicate with us.
How you doing, Alex? I wanted to talk about Barr real quick. I never thought he would do anything. He was an Iran-Contra holdover.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, it's pretty obvious. I think you knew that. I wanted to also talk about Q. I hear you talking about Q a lot, and I've looked up Q a little bit when they first came out, and then I kind of fell off because they're retarded. I don't think anyone knows what Q stands for, and what it actually stands for is quantitative language. So when you're representing yourself in court, you need to speak properly so that the stenographer can write everything down because you're paying him $100 an hour. Most people don't realize that what Q means is quantitative. And the people who run Q are not quantitative at all. They're retarded. They're like retarded little nerds.
I wish we could talk. I'm not even bashing Q. A lot of people like it. But, yeah, it's esoteric. It's not like numbers that go together. It's like, oh, this and that. Like, meanwhile, the whole thing's going down and it just seems like a con game to me. John, I'm sorry we're out of time. Jason, I'm sorry. We've got
there, Nick Begich, who I love, taking over. Then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes with the Warren. Big show, I'm told today.
Huge show. It's always a huge show.
We've got Ivan Radkin, Defense Intelligence Agency, on.
Who's pissed? Who's pissed? So, yeah.
Big stuff coming up. Stay with us.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and that he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, it's good to be here. You know, thinking about that Jefferson quote we just heard, boy, doesn't that ring true. And, you know, thinking about today's program as I was rolling into it and kind of contemplating what would I cover today. And then just a few minutes ago, I just totally flipped it around and in a conversation with Ann here at the house. And here's the deal. I want to talk about some things going back in time because I've been in a couple of dialogues in the last month. I just did a segment for a program called Unexplained. I guess a TV or Netflix. I don't watch TV, so I don't really know. But I did a segment for them, and I did another segment for America's Secrets, I think it's called. Anyway, it's coming up. And so thinking about that, they had asked me, you know, how would you encapsulate all this? You know, how would you see all this in terms of unfolding in the future? And as I thought about it and I started thinking about that, it took me back to where I really, the very beginnings of my work. And it was a long time ago. It's 50 years ago. And I consider it when I was about 12, okay? When I was 12 years old, I was contemplating a lot of different things and starting to really start to look at, you know, what makes up the world? How does it really work? And then I started thinking about where's the world going, right? And by the time I was 14, I had this concept, and it was information, communication, and transportation. And I said then, this is 50 years ago, that these are the things that would drive the last part of the century and going into the next one. And here we are. You know, think about it. This would have taken us back into the early 1970s. And if you think about it, there were no computers as such. There were the big mainframes, the big clunky mainframes that would do what you can do on a watch now. And they filled up the building. So information hadn't really broke free. All right. And then in communication side from Alaska in those days, a telephone call would be like $6-7 in those dollars a minute. All right. So communication obviously has changed. We can call virtually anywhere in the world virtually for free. We use some of the apps that are out there, or we use Skype or Zoom, or we use a standard cell phone. I mean, it's so cheap to communicate. Right. So you have the information revolution, the communication revolution, and then, of course, the transportation revolution. Because you look at transportation from the 1970s and airfares, I can fly for less money round trip to Washington, D.C. today than I could back then in today's dollars. So think about that, what a ticket used to cost in terms of your annual income, you know, big numbers. So transportation reduced, communication reduced and expanded, information reduced and expanded. And, you know, when I started doing this public work about a quarter of a century ago, and Alex refers to it often, he says, you know, here's the guy that predicted, you know, where we would be right now. But I got to tell you, it's today I want to lay out where I think we're going. On the same level I laid it out in my own head when I was 12. But now we have a new shift, a new paradigm shift, something so dramatic, so incredible. And we are at the threshold of it. A whole lot of people are checking out right now, if you haven't noticed. A lot of people are leaving. They're not going to stay here for what's coming. But what's coming is two things. The wave, which always looks so horrible, and then the calm, which is a whole different ballgame. And that's really what I want to talk about. Where are we going? And these radio and television producers that I've worked with lately have been drawing that out of me a little bit and taking me back to where I began. And then I want to talk about this. Where are we? We are in the merger of technology, the convergence of technologies that are so dramatic. It's going to be the difference between the horse and buggy, okay? Between the horse and buggy and an intergalactic airship, okay? This is the bandwidth that we're about to see unfold in the next 20 to 25 years, maybe even sooner, because a couple of these things could accelerate this dramatically. So I want to talk about that. Let's first talk about nanotechnologies. Okay, things that are very, very small. So small that they don't behave in the way that physics tells us particles should behave. So within this realm, there's been a lot of new discovery that's taking us a very different direction. In terms of biotechnologies, the things about living organisms, we've learned a lot. It's taking us in another new direction. When you think of information technologies and AI and what that brings, takes us again in a new direction. When you begin to merge the technologies of the 21st century into what they are, they will either liberate us or they will create the 1984 gulag like this world has never seen. You know, when we look forward to the future and how it unfolds and where it goes, a lot has yet to be seen. Where we're headed in the 21st century is going to change the very way we see the world. And that's the thing that we're preparing for at this moment, in this time, as we move forward. And as we move forward together in all of this, we have to reframe our own future. We have to reframe where we're headed and where we're going. And when we come back, I want to talk more about where the 21st century takes us and how we can get there. And, you know, when we come back, I want to get into the details of how a surveillance technology is now overlaying so much of who we are, so much of where we are in this century. You know, it's time. It's time for a change. It's time to wake up and see the world in a very, very different way. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And there is a war on for your mind. And, you know, today we're talking about sort of where some of my thoughts about where the future would go starting 50 years ago. And as we went into the break, I was talking about kind of when I started the public work 25 years ago and started laying out sort of what was going to come. And this wasn't done in some weird, esoteric kind of predictive model. This was done by analyzing a tremendous amount of data and then distilling it down and then appropriately referencing it so people could go look it up, you know, see it for yourself, know what that all means. And as I look at kind of the platform that we're sitting on now, I want to talk about some of these technologies and why, when they merge, it creates such a different kind of revolution in technologies. And I would say the dividing line in this century is a line between the material, the physical, the materialistic view of science, or a different view of science in terms of materialism that also takes in an energetic dimension, a multidimensional dimension, one that the physics, the modern physics, points to, and ancient religious thought tries to explain in a very different way. And so what you see is knowledge coming together, and the conclusion of some of the advanced thinkers is, wow, there is a God. There is consciousness. There is something greater than us. You know, that's a great starting point for a new way of seeing the world, right? I mean, if we can merge the science with a value system, now we might really have something, right? Instead of separating them, which is what we did 500 years ago in the Middle Ages. I was in a conference a number of years ago that brought in a bunch of people. I mean, they were the globalists of globalists. I got to tell you, they really were. But their thought was that we kind of screwed that up because they split this. And then they're trying to bring it back together, but in a way that is not necessarily so good, because they're creating with technology the illusion, using materialism to create an illusion for the spiritual, when in fact you don't need anything material to have the spiritual. And I think this is the conflict between high technologies and the modern world as I look at it. So let's talk about quantum computing as a starting point for the conversation. Quantum computing, when I was doing a lot of work in this now 20 years ago, looking at what that meant, then you could do 280 teraflops a second with a supercomputer around 20 years ago. Now, what is that? You know, for us, that's all a bunch of Chinese language, right? We don't know what that means. But here's what it means in a simpler way of illustration. 280 teraflops would be like taking 7 billion people, giving them a hand calculator, and every 60 seconds, every minute, they do a calculation for 60 hours. Everybody on the planet running a calculator for 60 hours, and you get 1 second of a supercomputer 20 years ago. I mean, can you even wrap your head around it? Everybody running a calculator for 60 hours, and that's a second of computing power 20 years ago? So what is computing power? That very computer I just described, imagine that computer running for a trillion years. Okay, not a second, a trillion years. That's what a quantum computer will do in 1 hour. That's heavy duty. In 1 hour, a trillion years is a supercomputer, all those billions of people for that. Wow. Why is that so important? Because that dissipates all security systems, all encryption systems instantly. That takes all of the data stored on you and every data bank on the planet, every data bit allows it to be correlated instantly or virtually instantly. It might as well be. To the point where predictive models are like 99.9. It's almost supernatural, right? Almost, but not quite, because it denies the inner power of it. But it gives you the illusion of it. That's where we are on the nano side of quantum computing. Now you take that kind of computing and you mix it with something else. And let's take the next thing on the list, nanotechnologies, miniaturization. Making mechanisms so small, right? So very, very small. We start manipulating things at a nano level elementally. You know, in the old ancient world, they called that alchemy, you know, mixing elements to create new compounds. Well, that's chemistry also. That's where chemistry began. As crazy as that sounds, look it up. That's how it happened. But here we are now at a different level of chemistry, looking at miniaturization and recombinations. Wow, that's a heavy-duty concept. Now let me throw another one on this pile of concepts. Let's put on this superconductivity. Now, this is the idea of transferring energy from one place to another without what's called line loss, or you might think of it as friction when the power's going through, you know, how electronic devices heat up. Well, that's energy loss. It's going somewhere. It's converting the heat and going away. So the further you get from a transmission source, the more inefficient it is to move the energy around the planet. So they don't. That's why we have power grids and are interconnected. But superconductivity eliminates the need for the same type of power grid because you don't have line loss. So what that means is you can generate power at the point of production. So like, for instance, for natural gas, instead of building pipelines through places and ships to liquefy and liquefaction plants and deliquefaction plants and all this to move natural gas around, you just produce with magnetodynamic generators, which are very efficient. Modern generators for gas conversion, you produce energy right there, and then you transfer it wherever you want it on the planet to a system of zero conductivity, makes it very, very efficient and frees up tremendous natural resources for other uses. This is why innovation matters, not going back to the grass hut, but figuring out how do we balance our act in a way in a world of abundance. And that's really what I want to get into here, because that's my predictive model, is we're moving away from a world of shortage into the recognition of abundance. This is a very different way of seeing the world. But what's happening is the artificial side of that abundance is being skewed under a cascade of fear, anxiety, all of the things that withdraw, that suck the very life energy that is our core. And this is the thing, you know, embodied in what I'm trying to do here on InfoWars is not just to inform so we can be equipped, but help us recognize the power that can drive us into a better way of seeing the world. And that comes from an internal reassessment that I think all of us are going through. And this lockdown has kind of forced it. It's one of the unintended consequences because it requires us to reflect. And then it requires us to project that reflection outward again in a different way with our power again, because now we have at least a few moments to contemplate who we are, what we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. And that builds the confidence of a change. That builds the projection of where we're headed for a change. We can either be whipped up by that wave I described earlier and be carried away with it, or we can ride that wave to its conclusion back into the calm of the surf. This is Dr. Nick Begich. I'm here on InfoWars. I want you to remember my website, earthpulse.com, and sign up there for a free newsletter. We're going to get those out. Very important. Support these networks.
Stand back and stand by. During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And it's good to be here again on this Friday afternoon in most of the world, and just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And as I, again, as I look forward to what's happening, you know, there's a lot of obviously unsettling times for all of the things that are happening right now. And I'm talking about these technologies not to alarm people, but again, to inform what's coming. Because as we start to see it unfold, it will really look miraculous. And don't be fooled. I mean, don't be fooled by high technology, because this is really going to be different. I mean, this is really going to be different. So I was talking about the quantum computing side. I talked about nanotechnologies a bit. I talked about superconductivity a bit. I want to talk about data generally, because this has been the thing that I've been dealing with for a very long time as I've explored the area. And everybody said, so many said, I should say, that it doesn't, don't worry. You know, we heard that a lot, because no one can ever do anything with this data. And what I just explained on quantum computing explains how they can't. Now, I want to wrap this a little bit around the AI concept, because what's happened with AI, and I read a lot of journals. I mean, I read a lot of material. And here's what I know about that, is these systems are now so sophisticated, they program themselves. And they program themselves in a way that we cannot unknot it. In other words, we can't decode it. Now we got machines outthinking us in that dimension, in the material dimension. This is really important, because these systems that can develop thinking without a soul is not a fair representation of a living soul. Okay? So this is what's happening. You got the synthetic technologies being created. And why? Because some, and I heard those quotes from Soros that Alex played a few weeks back. And what was important is they don't believe in the non-material, the spiritual. So this is all there is for so many. And so their fear level is extreme, because the carrier, the body they're occupying, they think that's it. And when it goes, they go. So they're trying to preserve that, what they think is that essence, by locking it into some computer program or creating an AI shell that will encapsulate you in some form, that will give you a new carrier in some form, right? Because that's really what they're talking about. They're talking about catching the ether with your hand, right? I mean, come on. This is not the way it works. But this is what's happening. But the illusion and the ability to create illusion with this technology is pretty dramatic. Now I want to take this another layer. And for those of us that can go back far enough, we remember the Xerox machine. You know, we didn't call them copy machines. We called them Xerox, because Xerox was a company that evolved it. And we thought, how weird is that? You put your hand on this thing and it'll make a copy of it, you know? And we started thinking about it. Now in this century, we've begun three-dimensional printing. Okay, now what are they anticipating three-dimensional printing will get you? Everything from a new liver coded to your DNA to a house complete with the plumbing and electrical. How would that happen? Let me give you a concept that's coming when you merge these technologies. Then you have devices that can take the basic elements, recombine them, and recreate a product, an outcome, taking it from an elemental level all the way to the finish line. And that's what you're going to see. It's coming. It's going to be here. You know, as I'm watching the images of those that can see them, you know, you look at all the funny faces and stuff you did with a coffee machine. Now imagine being able to code your biological information and then produce a liver because you drank too much. And now you get a new one. Is that a good idea or bad? I don't know. Drinking too much to ruin your liver is probably a bad idea. In fact, I would say it is. But, you know, the idea that you could regenerate something that your body wouldn't reject, now that's pretty heavy duty. And that's the threshold that we're really on, a threshold that divides either the material or recognizes what we already are. And this is the thing. This is the struggle of the 21st century, is either to come back into what we are, or to be synthesized and herded like animals into a different way of being. And I don't think that's what the human being is about. And here's what's happening right now. You see the unrest, the tension building. Okay, now there's a reason for all of it, and a lot of it's being deliberately done because trauma is the way you change fundamental character of culture traumatically, you know? That's how it happens. So we're in the trauma, we're in the drama, and it's unfolding before us, and we can decide how we're going to perceive it, how we're going to interact with it. We don't have to be carried in the wave. We can stand still enough to see it and then reframe it and then come into it a different way. And this is how I'm suggesting, what I'm suggesting. And I've said it a lot of different ways over the years. But coming into our power is about knowing things. I was in a really heavy-duty discussion with Jacob, one of our children, this week, about the idea of creating consciously, doing things deliberately, not just being carried along by everybody's propaganda, but thinking carefully about what you're doing and then how to make that into something. And here's, and I was explaining to him this concept that he hears in school all the time, which is do the impossible. And I've said it here. Don't do what's impossible because your brain knows better. You can't. Do what's possible. This is the essence of faith. This is the power that we all need to take back right now. The power to decide, the power to choose, the power to decide how we see the world is ours. When we let the negative emotions take us, that's theirs. That's what is material. What is the body saying? Oh, no, I'm so afraid of dying. That's your carrier talking to you. I get that. It's important messaging. But don't let it run your awareness. Run your consciousness. This hands your power to others. This gives up who you are. This gives up your birthright. This diminishes you as a created human being in the image and likeness of what God is. That doesn't have to do with the shell, okay? You show me God in a shell. No, that isn't it. It's the essence of us that connects us to consciousness and everyone else when we can separate and see it. And this is what is working against us right now, is to lock us into a fear mentality that's easily moved. Because when you look at the brain, and those who've read my work understand this, the brain falls into a flight or fight response, which is fine if you're about to be mugged. But it is not very good when you're just being mugged by the technology around you, because it's a slow burn. It's a slow-moving train wreck. It's one that you don't really see happening, so it's not the deliberate attack, but the anxiety builds. It's designed to do that because they know it shuts off your ability to reach higher awareness, to fall into the gifts of the Spirit. If you live in fear, you will never arrive there. Remember when the angel arrives, the first words out of an angel's mouth are, "Fear not." Why is that? Because fear is what runs against you. It is what evil brings in your direction. It's what the flight or fight response, the primitive man within you reacts to. This is not who we are. It's part of it, but it's only the first layer of the bricks in the foundation of our possibilities, is to recognize who we are. Foundationally, begin to analyze that a little bit, begin to project differently in the world deliberately with intention, coupled with emotion, with intellect, and knowing. That's the essence of faith. That's when mountains get moved. That's when we together change the world. That's when you become the active tip of the spear in the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're rolling into the break. We're going to be coming into the last segment of the day. And as I think about going into the weekend this year, going into the election season this year, as we focus on that, let us hold up in prayer for a few moments that God will select the leaders and that we will find our freedom in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And just remind folks, check out Earth Pulse, earthpulse.com. That's my website. A lot of information there. Please take the time, pass it around, get it to others, and sign up on our mailing list. We don't do very much mailing, but from time to time we get something out. You know, talking again about sort of this sort of backdrop, you know, that continues trying to suck our energy, you know, out of us. And so much of it really does. And it is intended in part to do that. I mean, if you're so occupied and so fatigued, you're much more easy to manipulate. This is part of the strategy of the 21st century. I got to tell you, here's how it rolls up. Is you come back from work, you're tired, you've done your hour or two commute. In a lot of parts of the country, we don't have such a horror show on that up here, but I know that program. So you end up with a 12, 13 hour day by the time you make the rounds, get back, and you're finally decompressing, and then you're back in the cycle again. And you really don't get a chance to fully reflect. And that's what I'm trying to trigger a little bit of. You know, in the course of doing this program, I'm trying to trigger a little bit of self-reflection, not for selfish purposes, but for honest evaluation, okay? Because we're the best evaluators of our lives. And we're also the harshest critics of our lives. And knowing super achievers, and I know a lot of them, you know, I'd say Alex is one of them. Most of the team that I've met at InfoWars, these are them, okay? They're overachievers. They do a lot, and they do it with a lot of joy, and they do it in the zone that they're in because it's like breathing, you know, when you're doing what you love, when you're doing your passion, when you're doing that. But having said that, you also need to breathe a little bit. You need the breath of life to rejuvenate you, to build you back up, to connect you with others in a different way. So I really want to encourage people that are overachievers to remember that we need to suck a little of that energy back for ourselves to make sure when the moment calls where you need that burst, it's available. Otherwise, we wear ourselves down. And my oldest son came up with a concept, and he thought about the concept of the compound value of experience. You know, like the compound interest is the way he was doing it. It occurred to him in a business class. When you think about compound interest, how the funnel gets bigger and bigger and bigger the longer you wait. Well, this is your experience in life. You see, because the more you gather, the more powerful your experience, the more you put in the brain in terms of information, how you collect it and put it in, it's in there. And what I know about the way the sword works is it's instant. Okay, it can happen instantly, that sword. And it does on a subconscious level and comes into consciousness and begins to take part in your what we call intuition. Okay, and it begins to make quick decisions out of the right ones. Well, and then you begin to trust your compound knowledge, what you've pulled in and the wisdom that gets attached to it. That's a gift. And then you might be able to do something with all that knowledge. But the creation process requires calm, focus, the balance between your emotion and your intellect, and then your intention, which pushes all this into form. And see, this is what is being hijacked from us, routinely, incrementally, on the installment plan, okay? Because if you can just tap everyone every once in a while, just to keep them anxious, nervous, uptight, stressed, that's all you need. It's the simplest thing of all. So when you look at the media coming at you, selling you fear, whether it's the ads telling you how bad you smell, how bad your teeth are, how your hair needs to be dyed, or whatever aspect of you needs to be fixed, this is all shell stuff, okay? This is carrier stuff. At the end of the day, we're all getting old, and we're all probably not going to look the same as we did when we were in our 20s. I can promise you. But here's what is also happening is our experiences at the end of our life are the most powerful, where one step saves a thousand. I use the phrase a lot. So when you work at 90% instead of 110%, what you do is you preserve the compound interest of your life experience so that you are still capable and fit enough to deliver. Because long life, you know, gives you the ability to see it differently, gives you the ability to see it over a few generations, gives you the ability to weave a net that is a better net for your own awareness that still allows the garbage to flow through. You know, and this is it, okay? So the net of your consciousness is all the inputs, and then the emotional attachment that you hook on to it, coupled with your intention. So what I'm giving today is what is used against us. Because when you couple that with the vile, with the evil, it is powerful. It is extremely powerful for those that are asleep at the wheel of life, and most people are. And this is my experience. But all of us have an internal compass, and this is what the world does to us. As the compass tells us what to do, how to be, how to improve, it's hypercritical. Because the world has taught us to fear everybody else's opinion about us and to not look at our own internal feelings about what we're doing. This is the essence of political correctness, to get you to shut up. Don't say what others don't want to hear. This is not how it works. This is not how you create, by shutting up. That's the first step in shutting down. That's the first step in falling into your flesh as your primary driver. This is the first flesh for enslavement in a body that is not you. It's the carrier for the essence that is you. So rethinking sort of this, we all know it. If you were raised as a Christian, you know this in your head. You may not know this in your heart. The two have to come in union again. This is left brain, right brain is another way to see this. This is your emotional side and your intellectual side. This is another way to see this. When these come together, they form a third thing. This is another way to see this. And it's a very powerful thing when these two things come together and IQ goes infinite, because you plug in then what we were intended to do in a way that is very different. The other side of the world would like to keep you in a state of fear and anxiousness. Here's the key. See. Look, and you'll find the answer. Don't quit short of the finish line. Look inside. Look outside. Look around and be aware and pay attention to not just the words being said, but what they mean. Like when I talk about the meaning of do the impossible. Think about each word. Do the impossible. They don't work together. It's an interesting idea, but it doesn't work. It doesn't meet the test of logic. You can't do what's impossible. Here's another one that I heard all the time, and you all remember it from the right to life and abortion debate, right? And it was, you can't legislate morality. You remember that saying? You can't legislate morality. Well, what do you think legislation is but a moral perimeter? That's what all legislation is. Criminal law, for instance, is all about morality. This is right. This is wrong. Civil law is all about morality. You don't cheat people. You don't misuse people. Okay. This is what law is. A moral code. So when you see these phrases, think about the words. Do they really belong together? Do they really make sense? Or is this a disconnect method? Because it is. Because you begin to accept something that is impossible to be true. What else will you accept that's impossible to be true? Think again. Know that God gave us a brain to use, gave us emotions to use, gave us the power of choice, which is your intention, your power of choice, the thing that distinguishes you, because you get to choose how to use your emotion. You get to choose how you perceive what you see. Is it danger or is it an opportunity? Again, how we see the world shapes our world. How we project into it individually makes a difference. And what we do one person at a time is the only thing that matters. All of the rest is a backdrop for moving a herd, and we are not a herd. We are living individual souls, created in the image and likeness of God to do something unique, each and every one of us. We are not alone in this. There are no small things. Go back and hear what I've said on that before. Only things that require doing. The active faith of the individual acting on what we each know to be right and true. To carry our individual message into the creative reality that affects our children, our friends, our neighborhoods, and our families. And maybe something bigger than that. But I can assure you, everything we do with those intentions to change the world in a better way, they matter. There are no small things. There are only those things that we each choose to do with our intention, with our emotion, with our heart, with our soul, and the essence of our being. This is Dr. Nick Begich, ending the fourth hour of the InfoWar. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.